The Senate will please come to order. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Roll call for March 5th, Wednesday. Anderson?
Here.
Allman?
Here.
Bebout?
Here.
Burns?
Here.
Case?
Here.
Coe?
Here.
Cooper?
Here.
DeCaria?
Here.
Fecht?
Here.
Geis?
Here.
Hastert?
Here.
Hines?
Here.
Jennings?
Here.
Job?
Excused.
She's here.
Johnson?
Here.
Landon?
Here.
Larson?
Here.
Massey?
Here.
Meyer?
Excused.
Mockler?
Here.
Nicholas?
Excused.
Perkins?
Here.
Peterson?
Excused.
Ross?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Sessions?
Here.
Townsend?
Excused.
Basie?
Here.
Von Flatern?
Here.
And President Schiffer?
Here.
25 present, 5 excused.
Prayer by Father Cronkleton.
Let us pray. Lord God, help us to be appreciative of your creation, even the blessings of winter. For at least in the midst of the snow and the cold, there are no mosquitoes. Thank you for all the benefits we receive from the moisture. For the snow makes the pastures and fields green, provides snowpack for spring and summer runoff, and helps fill the reservoirs and lakes and replenishes the water table. Foster in us not just a deep sense of gratitude for all your creation, but also for the work we have been able to do to bring us to this day, so that we may be inspired to push through the tasks yet ahead of deliberating and voting on the measures to be considered. Gratefulness affirms the many ways in which we have been blessed, so that we can recognize not just the gifts and talents that I have, but also the gift and talents of those around me. Help us this day to rely not just on what I have, but also on those of all here present, so that we can quickly and effectively deal with today's business and move closer to the finishing work of this budgeting session. In gratitude, then, for the many ways you grace us, we humbly make this prayer. Amen.
Would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Reading, correction, and approval of the journal. Would the reading clerk please read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, your journal committee reports that the journal of March the 4th, 2008 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Perkins, chairman.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the journal committee report is adopted. Members of the Senate, our doctor for the day is Dr. Omid Delmagnian. Dr. D. from here in Cheyenne. Our nurses for the day are Peggy Bezanson and Beverly Jensen, who came over a couple days ago from the Wyoming State Hospital. Perhaps they're over on the other side applying Band-Aids to conference committee members. I don't know where they're at. They're around. Our thought for the day, too soon, too old, too smart, too late. Messages from the House.
March the 4th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 262, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 2, Mr. President. The Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 2 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 69. The House conferees are Representative Childers, Chairman, Representatives Brown and Thompson. March the 4th, 2008, from the House of Representatives. Message number 268, third reading passed. Mr. President, the bill listed below passed the House on third reading by the vote indicated. Senate File 53, Common School Reserve Account Funding. Ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1. Oh, that goes with it. March 4th, 2008, from the House of Representatives. Message number 263, conferees appointed. Joint Conference Committee number 1, Mr. President. The Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with the like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 22. The House conferees are Representative Edmonds, Chairman, Representatives Harshman and McComey. From the House of Representatives, message number 269, third reading passed. Mr. President, the bill listed below passed the House on third reading by the vote indicated. Senate File 56, Omnibus Water Bill Construction. Ayes 57, noes 1, excused 1, conflict 1. From the House of Representatives, message number 272, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the bills listed below. Mr. President, the House did concur on amendments to the bills listed below by the House, by the vote indicated. House Bill number 33, Veterans Property Tax Exemption. Ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1. House Bill 86, Reverse 9/11 Emergency Systems. Ayes 59, excused 1. And House Bill 136, Dyed Fuel Enforcement, Ayes 53, noes 1, excused 1. March the 4th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 264, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 5, Peace Officers, Probation, and Parole Agents. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Message number 265, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 28, Investment of State Funds Revisions. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. From the House of Representatives, message number 266, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 38, People First Language. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. From the House of Representatives, message number 267, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 42, Wyoming Court Security Act. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. From the House of Representatives, message number 270, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 71, Hathaway Scholarship Program Success Curriculum. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. From the House of Representatives, message number 274, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill number 8, Election Code Revisions. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. From the House of Representatives, message number 275, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill number 9, Campaign Finance Reporting. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, noes 3, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Joint Conference Committee reports. Senator Cooper, are you ready on House Message number 204, House Bill 8, the Joint Conference Committee report?
President.
Would the reading clerk please read in House Message 204 on House Bill 8, Election Code Revisions.
Joint Conference Committee Report, House Bill 8, Election Code Revisions, reference House Message Number 204. Signing for the House, Representatives Illoway, Hammonds, and Throne. Signing for the Senate, Senators Cooper, DiCaria, and Meyer.
Senator Cooper.
Mr. President, I move Joint Conference Committee Report number 204 on House Bill 8, which is the election code revisions. Mr. President, what we did here, the House agreed with the initial amendments that were made, except for on page 10, line 12, where we made an amendment to where it said from different major parties, if possible. They didn't like the word if possible, felt that it gave the clerks too much flexibility. So we adopted the words with different political party affiliation, and I asked the Senate to vote aye on this conference committee report.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 8, Election Code Revisions, and the chairman is asking you to vote aye. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DiCaria?
Aye.
Becht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Job,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
no.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Vasey,
no.
Von Flatern, President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote closed. 28 ayes, 2 noes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 8, Election Code Revisions. Senator Cooper, are you ready on Message number 189 on House Bill 9, Campaign Finance Reporting?
I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in message number 189 on Campaign Finance Reporting?
Joint Conference Committee Report, House Bill number 9, Campaign Finance Reporting. Reference Senate Message Number 189. Signing for the House, Representatives Illoway, Hammonds, and Throne. Signing for the Senate, Senators Cooper, DeCarrier, and Scott.
Senator Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Joint Conference Report Number 189 for House Bill 9, which was the campaign finance reporting. Mr. President, the Conference Committee agreed on most all of the amendments that were made in the Senate, except for one of the amendments, which is found on page 3, line 19, also goes through line 20 on that page and up to 21 and 22. And this had to do with the Political Action Committee donations. The Senate had changed those numbers on the number on line 19 to $3,500, so we basically split the baby and made that one $2,900, and the House had actually made it $2,300, so we split the difference between the two. And then over on also on line, page 3 again, line 21, we had put a $7,000 number in there, and the House had $4,600. We split it again, and we ended up with $5,800. And I would ask the Senate to vote aye on this.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 9, Campaign Finance Reporting, and the Chairman of the Conference Committee is asking you to vote aye. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
No.
Fecht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
No.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
No.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
No.
Nicholas. Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Vasey,
no.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 24 ayes, 6 noes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 9, Campaign Finance Reporting. Senator Case, are you ready on message number 230, dealing with Senate File 11, subdivisions, large acre parcels?
I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in message number 230.
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 11, Subdivision Large Acre Parcels, reference House Message Number 230. Signing for the House, Representatives Brown, Illoway, and Stubson. Signing for the Senate, Senators Case and Senator Johnson.
Senator Case.
Mr. President, thank you. I would move for the adoption of Joint Conference Committee report to Senate File 11 and ask the body to vote aye. Mr. President, this is the work that's been done to work out the differences between this body and the body down the hall on the subdivision bill, which was an interim corporations committee topic. The actual bill was Senate File 11. And as you all will recall, when that bill left the Senate, it had an exemption for 10 parcels that a landowner could bring forward and not come under any restrictions from the county commissioners as long as they were above 35 acres in size. Mr. President, of course, that bill also provided that the county commissioners of any county could, by resolution, adopt a procedure to treat parcels other than included in the exemption as coming under the large acre subdivision requirements provided for in this bill. The exemption was unrestricted for the 10-acre parcels as it left the Senate. The body down the hall did not like that restriction. So they maintained the exemption, but they called it exemption light, if you will, Mr. President. They required that in order to qualify for the exemption, you still had to come in and to file a plat and to provide evidence that you have water availability, that you have water rights, Mr. President, and you also had to plot out all the roads and everything. So that was what the House did of substance to the bill. The other amendments that the House did were fairly minor. They related to things like changing contract for purchase to contract for deed, to say that when we use lots, they wanted to make sure that lots included things like parcels, units, tracts. And, Mr. President, all those were fairly simple and de minimis additions. We had required that there be a notice given that land to be subdivided is subject to full and effective development of the mineral estate unless the entire mineral estate is conveyed with the surface estate. The other body fooled with that a bit and said, well, no, let's just put a notice in the contract to say that the surface state of the land to be subdivided is subject to full and effective development of the mineral estate. None of those matter. None of those amendments matter. The only amendment that mattered was the one where they took our complete exemption and made a requirement that you have sort of this mini subdivision requirement. We went and we discussed this at length in our joint conference committee, and we came up with a proposal to make the requirements that the House established permissive. And so that is the entire subject of what we really came up with. So that no longer, when you come in under the 10-parcel exemption, will you be required to provide the parcel map and the evidence of compliance with the water rights and the evidence of complying with the water availability, a map of the roads, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, sort of the mini subdivision. This is now permissive, and the county commissioners may waive this. So the change is that it now says, before granting the exemption provided in this subsection, the board, and that's the Board of County Commissioners, may require the person seeking the exemption to submit any or all of the following. And instead of requiring a surveyed plat, we say a legal description or recordable survey. And so it's in essence, it's a map. It's going to still contain those things. We say that evidence of compliance, this is on page 2 of the conference committee report. I guess it's actually page 3, Mr. President. Two little I, which says evidence of compliance with paragraph B sub 9 of this section. B sub 9 deals with water rights. So that if you subdivide a parcel, deal with the water rights and the subsequent water rights. We didn't think that caused any problem because actually that has to be done whether you have this in this bill or not. Water rights go with the land. The next section is really the key. The three little I on that third page says, if a centralized water supply system is proposed on the parcel or parcels, a study evaluating the water supply system proposed and the adequacy, et cetera, of the system. But note that it says only if a centralized water supply system is proposed. Otherwise, you can go down to the bottom of that paragraph and see that you can also say where individual on-lot wells are proposed, the study shall not be required, and the words no proposed central water supply system in bold capital letters shall appear on all offers, contracts, agreements, and plats. So that's what we've done. We've taken the complete exemption that the Senate had, that they established a miniature subdivision requirement for. We came back, made it permissive for the county commissioners, and also tried to make it less onerous if it was applied by the county commissioners because we didn't require the full water study, and we allowed for the submission of really a map, a recorded surveyed map, rather than this so-called plat, a survey plat. Happy to answer any questions. Hope you'll vote for the conference committee work. I had a good committee.
Senator Vasey.
Just a question, and maybe what could you what is a centralized water system? Just for a little clarity and for my part, and why that discussion was there.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to explain a little bit about why I did not sign the conference committee report. And really, there were two reasons. And the first reason is these are substantive changes from when the bill left this body. And although some of them have been worked out, and I will tell you that there was a good compromise that came up with it, I just felt that, you know, this is a bill that the committee had worked on most of the off-season during the interim. Put a lot of time and effort into it, heard a lot of testimony. This body worked hard on this bill, and then the House made these changes. So I felt like we should stay closer to the Senate version. The other thing that I've been a no vote on this bill, probably will continue to be a no vote. I'm just worried about the unintended consequences we may be causing by doing this and some of the language, and it gets pretty complicated. And my colleague from Fremont County did an excellent job of explaining to you what this conference committee report does. And I will try to answer the questions from my friend from Carbon County about the no proposed central water supply system. This was one of the big issues in this conference committee report. When we looked at if, in fact, you were going to have under the exemption, we were to split off a parcel of ground, and it could be out in the wonders of Wyoming where you would have a 40 or 50-acre parcel of ground, but the way the language was that the House had put in there, the requirements to do the testing for the water well system would have been more, in my estimation, a lot of others in the Senate or the House agreed, than the land was worth. And since the House had come up with a more stringent kind of a mini subdivision rules for the exemptions, this made it really burdensome and I think went too far. So in order to save that extra cost for those people that wanted to do the exemption and take out that piece of ground, it said that they should just say no proposed central water supply system, which would mean, in my opinion, that you would have one well, in theory, or two wells, and then you would have water lines going to the different parcels, which if you have 50-acre parcels, the cost of it just is prohibitive. So that was the intention. And what this language says is if you want to split off 50 acres, you don't have to drill a test well. If you say that there is no proposed central water supply system. So it makes it better for that exemption. I just wanted to explain to the body why I didn't sign the conference committee report, and I just worry about the unintended consequences ultimately with this kind of legislation. Thank you.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, three questions on this. First, as the bill left the Senate, when one of these large acre subdivisions came in, they were then subject to the property tax, lost the ag exemption. Does that continue, or did the House do something with it, and what's the status of that? Second, thinking of some of the transactions that normally occur in the rural area, suppose I've got a 40 that juts into my neighbor's, and we decide that the sensible thing to do is I'll sell him that 40, and then we can run the fence straight across and save us both a lot of expense. Is that kind of a transaction, as it left the Senate, that kind of a transaction was simply exempt as long as you didn't do more than 10 of them in a 5-year period. What's the status of a transaction like that with the conference report? Third, again, thinking, Mr. President, of the kinds of things that happen in our rural areas, suppose I sell a 40 to a relative, a nephew or a son or something like that, so they can build a house on it and get a mortgage. Again, as it left the Senate, it would have been simply under that 10 parcel exemption. What's the status of that kind of a transaction? What do we have to go through in the way of hoops as the bill comes back to us with the joint conference report?
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'm kind of curious about the language. It says, in no case, however, shall this exemption be used to create more than 10 parcels of land from each original parcel. Mr. President, we run over 20 center pivots, and what this means to me is that I can't sell each pivot one at a time. It prohibits me from doing that. And I think if somebody has more than 10 sections of ground, if they want to sell each section by itself, they should be able to do it. And I'm not exactly sure whether this prohibits it or not, but I think it does. There may be some hoops we have to jump through, but could the good senator tell us what those hoops are?
Further questions? Further questions? Senator Burns.
Mr. President. I'm just curious. The reason this bill came about was because of some abusive land developments going on in counties to the west and to the north of us. And I was wondering, does this affect those particular developments, or are they grandfathered in already? At what point does the effective date of this bill then affect those, or are they already grandfathered in?
Further questions? Further questions on the Joint Conference Committee report? Senator Gates.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm glad the good senator from Natrona County brought up the issue of the agricultural exemption. And indeed, the House makes it very clear that if you'll hold one second, I'll read you the exact language. I've got it here. They've added language on page 11 of your engrossed copy of the bill. They've added a new subsection G that says if the lots, units, tracts, or parcels created pursuant to a permit issued under this section are used for agricultural purposes and otherwise qualify as agricultural land for purposes of WS 39, it's a Title 39, so it's a tax statute, the lots, units, tracts, or parcels shall be deemed not to be part of a platted subdivision for purposes of Title 39. So, indeed, if it's big enough to otherwise qualify without it being a subdivision, you would qualify for the agricultural exemption. In regards to the question of whether this would apply retroactively, no. If you've already, anybody that's got a subdivision established at this point in time and the effective date of this bill would not be affected by this bill. You know, if it's larger than 35 acres, it would then qualify for that exemption that prevails as of today. In regards to the other questions, Mr. Chairman, the whole key part of the bill is the changes that are on page 2 of your conference committee report, which is really the text of the exemption as it now stands. And if you go to your engrossed copy and try to track it in, you realize that basically it takes all of our language out and puts in something very, very similar. Except as provided in this subsection, each lawfully recorded parcel of land on July 1, 2008 shall be exempted from all provisions of this section other than compliance with the paragraphs i through 3i. And what that means, that's the mini subdivision requirements that are now permissive as a consequence of your joint conference committee report. In other words, the board could waive them. Of this section and WS 185317, 185317 deals with the subsequent sale of divided lots and shall be allowed to be divided into not more than 10 parcels of 140 acres or less in size, provided that each new or remaining parcel is no less than 35 acres. Remember, this exemption only applies if you're bigger than 35 acres. If you're not, you're going to be under the regular provision of the subdivision law, which is a separate part of our law. Parcels created pursuant to this exemption may be created at any time and may be created over a period of years through separate transactions. Years. So these 10 apply for years. But if you do one, if you divide a property now and 8 years later you divide it again, that's 2 out of your 10. Parcels, in no case, however, shall this exemption be used to create more than 10 parcels of land from each original parcel. You can't get 10 in one situation and use it up and then say, well, now I can go farther and subdivide those originals and call it good. You cannot do that. It's only 10 cuts. That's all the exemption is. Boundary adjustments between or among parcels shall not be considered as a division of the property subject to limitations in this section. So if you're with your neighbor and you're doing some kind of a boundary about the road, about the ditch, about whatever, that's not part of the original cut. I've did the best I can, Mr. President. I don't have any more shots, so somebody else will have to take it on.
Senator Bebap,
Yeah, Mr. President, just to answer two of the other questions to be sure, one is on the parcel definition, and it means a contiguous piece of property under common ownership. So if you own a piece of ground in Laramie County and you own a piece of ground in Campbell County, they're separate because they're not contiguous, so you would get your 10-piece exemption, lifetime exemption, for those two separate parcels because they're not contiguous. But it's only 10. And one other thing that I think is really an important amendment that I want to be sure everybody understands, that when this piece of legislation left this body, the county commissioners could do this entire law in different parts of the county. But now the way the language says it has to be applied uniformly. So if your county commissioners decide that they want to do this and regulate from 35 to 140, it's countywide. They do not do it on a case-by-case basis.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report from House Message Number 230 on Senate File 11, Subdivisions, Large Acre Parcels, and the chairman of the committee is asking you to vote aye. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Allman? Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Vecht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
No.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas? Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
no.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer,
aye.
Closing vote closed, 22 ayes, 8 noes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on message number 230 on Senate File 11, Subdivisions, Large Acre Parcels. Senator Burns, are you ready on message number 239, Senate File 69, Wildlife and Natural Resources Funding Amendments?
Yes, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in House Message 239 on Senate File 69.
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 69, Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Amendments. Reference House Message Number 239. Signing for the House, Representatives Childress, Brown, and Thompson. Signing for the Senate, Senators Burns, Geis, and Massey.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I move Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 69, Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Amendments, and ask the body to vote aye. Mr. President, with the last time the Conference Committee reported, we had stripped out both the Senate and the House amendment, and this body didn't particularly like that, so actually went back and kind of went the other direction. We left in the Senate amendment. The House removed half of their amendment, which was this 25% provision, but they kept in the $100,000 threshold. So, in other words, when a large project gets legislative approval over $200,000, they can go up another $100,000 on that, but have to report that to the Oversight Committee, and anything over that extra $100,000 has to be approved by the legislature. Mr. President, that's the report and the compromise, pure and simple.
Questions for the chairman? Questions? The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee report from message number 239, Senate File 69, Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Amendments. And the chairman of the Joint Conference Committee is asking you to vote aye. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Vecht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Job?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Mockler?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins? Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer,
aye.
Closing vote, closing, vote closed, 29 ayes, 1 no.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on message 239, referencing Senate File 69, Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Amendments. Senator Larson, are you ready on House Message number 214, dealing with Senate File 44, Residential Mortgages Practices Act?
I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in House Message 214?
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 44, Residential Mortgages Practice Act, reference House Message Number 214. Signing for the House, Representatives Lockhart, Simpson, and Stubson. Signing for the Senate, Senators Larson, Bebout, and DeCaria.
Senator Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move Report Number 214, Senate File 44. And the Conference Committee report and ask the body to vote aye. There are extensive amendments here, but as you go through them, most of it is just renumbering, changing a couple of words here and there. And as we go through, there wasn't an awful lot in there to substance such things as on page one, changing the word expanding to modifying, and a lot of stuff that sometimes comes up over there that you hear had no real substance to them until, Mr. Chairman, until we get down to the amendment that occurred, which is the amendment to the period, Amendment 4, page 13, line 10. And that amendment caused us to have a lot of concern because it relates directly to the relationship and the information that can be released to an appraiser prior to making the appraisal. And as the bill was originally written, it said any statement or provide payment or anything to attempt to to influence the appraiser. Some members of the House decided and looked to find that that was already the process within the appraiser's guidelines. In fact, there had been some court settlements between the New York Attorney Generals and Freddie Mac and Freddie May, and who make up most of the languages. And part of that was that except that a copy of the sales contract for the purchase transaction may be provided. Mr. President, we still don't like that, quite frankly, because that can influence an appraisal. If you get that information to the appraisal, they can then look at it and say, well, we'll get that up there some way. However, we can't get there in this bill. And so we came back, the House came back with, after a couple of disagreements, and we now have that no license or person required to have a license shall. And we've added these words, directly or indirectly, make any statement regarding value, except that a copy of the sales contract for purchase transactions may be provided, which is what this agreement was with the Appraisers Association, and it's gone through some legal precedent. So, or make or provide payment of any kind to in-house appraisers for the purpose of influence the judgment. That was a compromise language. I don't like it as well, but we can't get to the other parts of what we're trying to do through this piece of legislation. I may come back next year and try to correct that. I don't think that should be in there, but it's necessary if we're going to have this Mortgage Practice Act to get there now. Most of the rest of it, Mr. Chairman, is renumbering and changing words such as from shall not says cannot and some of those other kind of things. And so that's the main areas of contention. We did work that paragraph out. It does conform with the legal settlements that were made by Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac. We need this piece of legislation, ladies and gentlemen, to avoid us becoming one of the areas that don't have legislation on mortgage brokers. And so I would ask you to concur and vote aye.
Questions for the chairman of the conference committee? Any questions? The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report referenced in House Message 214 on Senate File 44, Residential Mortgages Practices Act. Would the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case? Co.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Vecht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Joe.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross. Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 44, Residential Mortgages Practices Act. Concurrences requested. Senator Anderson, are you ready on message number 265 on Senate File 28, Investment of State Funds Revisions?
I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in message 265?
March the 4th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 265, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 28, Investment of State Funds Revision. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. In regard to message 265, Senate File 28, I would move that the body do concur in regard to the legislation having to do with investment of state funds and revisions and ask that you would vote aye. Members of the body, as you recall, this was the bill that went through a lot of the state investment and funds revisions, and it went through the Senate unamended, and as it got to the House was meticulously went through it, I would say, and they found some areas where we had put some things in statute that were already in law, and they didn't feel it was necessary or we had put some things in the bill that were already in statute, and they didn't feel that it was necessary to be left in the bill, so they took that section out. On line one, or page one, line two, they, after statute, they said they inserted include statutes affecting underlying investments. That was a bit of a technical change. And then in another section of the bill, they found a redundant passage that was actually included language in other parts of the bill. So essentially, it was primarily cleanup. I think their action made the bill better, and I see no reason to present any argument. So at this time, I would ask for an aye vote on the concurrence.
Questions on message 265? So dealing with Senate File 28, investment of state land, state funds, revisions. The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 28, investment of state funds, revisions, and you are asked to vote aye. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman,
aye.
Bebout,
aye.
Burns,
aye.
Case,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
DeCaria,
aye.
Fecht,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Job,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott, Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 28, Investment of State Funds Revisions. Senator Ross, are you ready on message number 264, dealing with Senate File 5, peace officers, probation, and parole agents?
I am.
Would the reading clerk please read in message 264?
March the 4th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 264, concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate File 5, peace officers, probation, and parole agents. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move message number 264, concurrence request to Senate File 5, peace officers, probation, and parole agents, and would yield the floor to the good prime sponsor of this bill, Senator Fecht.
Senator Fecht.
Mr. President, thank you very much. A member of the other body found in a reference under the ag assault statutes where detention officers are covered, and since they were already covered in another section of the law, they deleted it from this reference. I would ask for your favorable vote on this concurrence.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 5, peace officers, probation, and parole agents, and you are asked to vote aye. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
DeCaria?
Aye.
Fecht?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert? Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Job,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 5, peace officers, probation, and parole agents. Senator Ross, are you ready on message 267 dealing with Senate File 42, Wyoming Court Security Act?
I am.
Would the reading clerk please read in message 267?
March the 4th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 267, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 42, Wyoming Court Security Act. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move message number 267, concurrence request to Senate File 42, Wyoming Court Security Act, and ask the body to vote aye. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill is, the bill that myself and the other chairman of Judiciary Committee brought, and the House made some amendments to it, but I don't think that it dramatically affects the bill. The most substantive portion of what they did over there was to this commission, this Court Security Commission, as the way the bill left the Senate, allowed for rulemaking to be done by that commission. And the House felt that that was not appropriate, particularly since there are legislative members that will be part of this Court Security Commission, and there could be a conflict of duties as to whether or not that was something that legislators should be involved in rulemaking. In any event, so what they did is they basically took out the requirement for rulemaking. They also changed the appointment of the legislators to this commission by taking the responsibility out of my hands, which is fine with me, and the appointments would then come from the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate, respectfully. There was a couple of grammatical changes on page 3 for the plural of members and their duties. And on page 4, where we were talking about the establishment of standards for this commission and what they would do, in essence, that is the amendments on page 2 of the concurrence request. In establishing standards, the commission shall recommend proper levels of court security to each county with due consideration of each county's size, use of court facilities, security risks. The standards shall include. And so, in essence, what this commission would do, rather than making rules, would make recommendations and establish standards. And I believe that probably is even a little bit more palatable to the appropriations chair, since the counties do have some skin in this game with regards to these buildings and their courts. And so with that in mind, Mr. Chairman, I would urge your favorable consideration.
Senator Vasey.
Mr. President, just a question, and I know that you can't answer for the other side, but what does the size of a county have to do with security? I understand the size of a person's mind or their size of their ego, but I'm not sure if I am.
Further questions? Further questions? The question is, that the Senate do concur on Senate File 267, dealing with Senate File 42, Wyoming Court Security Act, you're asked to vote aye. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
Aye.
Allman?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dicaria? Fecht?
Aye.
Geis? Hastert,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Job,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
no.
Mockler,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Bonflatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 28 ayes, 2 noes.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 42, the Wyoming Court Security Act. I don't know if that concurrence set off the flashing light up there or what the significance of that means, but Senator Vasey, take note. This is a large county, and that light is flashing. Senator Von Flatern, are you ready on message number 266, Senate File 38, People First Language?
Yes, I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in message number 266?
March 4th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 266, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File number 38, People First Language. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Von Flatern.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do move the Senate concur on message number 266, Senate File 38, and that the body does vote aye. When you look at the amendments they put on, they're quite complete. They really take a lot out of the bill. Well, when I was trying to compare it and figure out why, I finally went to an LSO attorney and asked them, and with the good help from the center in the corner from Fremont, we realized that LSO is tracking a conflict with another bill, which is Senate File 66. And in that, which is Community Juvenile Services, sponsored by the Joint Judiciary Committee, within that, they deleted a lot of the statutes that were referenced in this. So we're referencing it here, but in the other one passed, so that means they no longer exist. So really, all this deletions you see from page 1, line 13, but then you get to page 8, lines 21 through 23, page 9, lines 1 through 24, and 10, 1 through 10. Once again, page 11, 16 through 23, page 12, 1 through 15. So a good share of the bill goes away, but because those statutes went away due to a bill that's already passed, they're just resolving the conflict between the two. So I ask for your aye vote on this. They really didn't change anything within the bill itself.
Questions on message number 266, Senate File 38, People First Language. The question is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 38, People First Language, and you are asked to vote aye. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Allman.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria. Vecht.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Job.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Mockler.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Perkins. Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Schiffer.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 38, People First Language. Senator Massey, are you ready on House on message number 270, dealing with Senate File 71, Hathaway Scholarship Program Success Curriculum?
I am.
Would the reading clerk please read in message number 270?
March 4th, 2008, from the House of Representatives, message number 270, Concurrence requested, Mr. President, Senate File Number 71, Hathaway Scholarship Program Success Curriculum. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 59, excused 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Massey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move concurrence message number 270 and ask the floor to vote no. As the prime sponsor of this piece of legislation, Mr. President, you and I talked and reviewed the proposed House changes to your bill and thought it would be a good idea to talk with them about the changes. There are two changes in the bill. The first one seemed to be acceptable, and that is to delete the word certified in the original version of the bill in order to make it clear the teachers who can provide the instruction for American Sign Language. However, the second change is rather problematic for a couple of reasons. The first one is whether it's constitutional or not. It appears to be introducing a second subject. There appears to be split opinion about that, and it would be good to go down and talk with the House about it. And the second is that it does introduce a new subject into the success curriculum, and it's not really clear or certain how many students this will affect or what kind of an impact it may have on the Hathaway Scholarship Fund. So, again, ask the floor to vote no, and we'll go talk with the House about it.
Questions on message number 270? The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 71, Hathaway Scholarship Program Success for Curriculum, and you are being asked to vote no. Would the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson?
No.
Allman?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
DeCaria?
No.
Fecht?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Job?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
No.
Larson?
No.
Massey?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Mockler?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Scott?
No.
Sessions?
No.
Townsend?
No.
Basie?
No.
Von Flatern?
No.
President Schiffer?
No.
Closing vote? Closing vote close, 30 noes.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 71, Hathaway Scholarship Program Success Curriculum. The Conference Committee for Senate File 71, Hathaway Scholarship Program Success Curriculum, will be Senators Massey, Scott, and Coe. Senator Case.
Mr. President, thank you. Mr. President, I regret to inform you that your conference committee on Senate File 9, your first committee, has failed to achieve results. Mr. President, this is the bill about state retirement board immunity. And when you sent non-attorneys down there, we ate up what the House did. But we came back and we decided to get a reality check and talk with the real attorneys in the body and found out that they were a lot more capable than we are. And really the issue is when this bill left the left this body, we were talking about gross negligence and willful misconduct. That's what we said. And it's just clear that that's what we wanted, just desperately and so true, Mr. President. And it comes back to us. We've got big words in there that I don't understand, like intentional torts or illegal acts. And I've been told that those are not the same thing, and thus we must go back. But we need attorneys on our side, Mr. President. Alack, alack, help us out. Reappoint.
A horse.
Chairman Gase, I hear your plea. We'll just lawyer up that dude. The Joint Conference Committee number 2 for Senate File 9, State Retirement Board Immunity, will be Senators Case, Ross, and Perkins. I also might add, in the bullpen, we will keep Senator Nicholas warmed up.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I resemble that remark. It might be slanderous.
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Boy, that's a hard act to follow, and I'm not going to even try. The Conference Committee on Committees on Senate File 18, the Business Entities Revisions, can't agree on our differences, but we do believe that with some simple wordsmithing, these differences can be solved. We really weren't sure if Committee Number 1 rules allowed what we wanted to do, so just to make sure that they will, we're asking for a free committee in the same committee.
Hearing no objection, the Joint Conference Committee Number 2 for Senate File 18, Business Entities Revisions, will be Senators Johnson, DeCaria, and Perkins. Members of the Senate understand conference committees number 2 are open committees and can deal in any part of the bill with any language changes. In other words, it throws the bill wide open. I think that's what's needed in this case.
It's the chair.
Senator Hines. Members of the Senate, we're going to wait and take up third reading after the noon recess. We've got some obligations over the lunch hour. Also, we have a number of conference committees that are out there, and we're going to give them some time to work and help the House understand what's needed and those kind of things. So we'll do third reading after the noon recess. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears this desk.
Mr. President, I move the Senate be in recess until 3 p.m.
Are there any announcements? Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, there is a event that will start here very shortly in the rotunda. I was going to say our spouses, but I better say your spouses. We'll have a presentation on a family assistant fund that they are presenting a check to. Also that I've heard from the university, and that if you haven't RSVP'd, there will be a bus at Little America at 5 p.m. You're welcome to show up if you want to go to the Cowgirls basketball game. And as the President said, that we hope you can use this time. I believe the House will be late in coming back, or till 3 o'clock, too, so we can have that time for conference committees. And also tomorrow, the plans right now is to have a long noon hour, so if you're not on management council, you can get your conference committee meeting at that time. Thank you.
Announcements. Announcements. The motion is that the Senate be in recess until 3 p.m. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The Senate is in recess till 3 p.m.